love, welcome back to another episode of Anyway, Moving Forward with Libni. And in this podcast, you're going to learn more about self-love, self-work, business, parenthood, and relationship with the intention of helping you move forward in your life right now. We are now back for another episode. And in this episode, it's going to be so interesting because this is something that I have been learning for quite some time, and obviously this podcast is about the things that I had been learning, and you're probably going to learn a lot from this episode. So I want to focus on the topic of where your life depends on where you focus on. I'm sure you might have heard about what you focus on, where your focus goes, your energy flows. And it's a very simple concept. However, not everybody really gets the concept of everything that you put energy into, it comes to life. So wherever you are in your life right now, you're probably in a phase wherein you are just starting up in your business, or you feel stuck in your relationship, or you are very happy in your life, or you're very successful. Whatever or wherever you are in your life, all the things that are happening in your life was rooted from the choices that you have made, from what you focus on. So for example, let's just take for example my experience last year. And if you know my story, I really started from scratch. I had built my social media agency, and I was able to come up with funds to invest in a self-development training wherein I was able to become a coach in NLP. And then afterwards, I took it online, and with the last money that I had, I took the course, I put all my efforts in there, and then I realized that I wanted to upgrade, so I joined courses wherein I get to sit in a table of different kinds of people who are also into self-development, and being surrounded by those kind of people, it led me to a realization that, wait a minute, I can do this sort of things. And I started focusing on myself. I started focusing on my business. I started focusing on what I can create rather than the things that I don't have. And out from that focus of creation, I was able to come up with more funds, and then I made a decision that I'm going to go to Australia to have a trip and to become a master practitioner on that modality, which was really so great because I was able to make it, if you don't know my story. So that year, last 2022, when I had that vision of seeing myself in 2022, being there in Australia and being a master practitioner in LLP, that was where I was putting all of my focus into. And my life at 2022 was all about going towards the goal, or making things happen, because I was so sure that that was where I was going. So the thing is, the reason why I wanted to share this with you is because we're too focused. The life that we have is dependent on where we focus on, if that makes sense. So if you're focused on, I don't have the money right now, you definitely won't have the money. I don't have the customers. Your clients are not there. The relationship is not there. My head is aching. Whatever you put your focus on, you bring energy towards it. And if you bring an energy towards something, you must know, right, that the thing that we put energy to, nabubuhay siya, it comes to life. And so anything that you put energy to, it comes to life. And especially if it's your thought that you put energy into, na wala akong pera, or I don't have the money, or I don't have the means to go there, it's so hard. And the more you think about it, the more you put energy, or the more you focus on it, where your focus goes, your energy flows, the more energy you exert into it. And remember, anything that you put energy into, it comes to life. So parang the reason why a lot of people are stuck right now to where they are, or they're just there on where they are, is because they energize the thought so much that once there is energy, there is an emotional attachment to that thought. And anything that we have emotional attachment to, it's just, that's the emotion. Like, it's energy in motion. It's emotion, right? So I'll just make it clear. Okay. So every time you focus on a thing, that focus that you put on a thing, where you focus on your energy flows, there is an emotion that is going to flow on that thing. And the energy that is flowing, is moving, we call that the emotion. And we base our decisions as well from the emotions or the emotional charge that we have on a certain situation, if that makes sense. So for example, like, let's take it last year where I really wanted, like, the goal last year was to really go to Australia to have my master prac. And maybe it was March. I was so sure, March or April, I was so sure that I'm going to get there. Make it or break it, I'm going to get there. Even if I didn't know how to get there, I'm going to get there. And I visualized being there. And I said, like, I'm just really going to get there. I don't know how. However, I trust myself. And I put all my efforts there. I had clients coming in, opportunities, more opportunities, because I was so focused on getting there that the universe is supplying the middle ones, like the ways to get there. However, my focus was really, I'm going to get there. And you know, guys, the subconscious doesn't know what's real, what's not. And whatever you're thinking of, you're focusing on, you let the energy flow towards that focus. And whatever the energy is, that dictates your life. So the reason why I want to say this one is if you are in this stage in your life where you feel stuck, where you feel like nothing is happening, or you feel like I have everything, however, like, is this life? Or you feel like you're just fucking stuck. And you're probably focusing on the wrong things. You're probably focusing on, I'm stuck. I'm never going to find the one. I'm never going to find the right client. I'm not good enough. And when you put your focus on those thoughts, you energize it. You put an emotional attachment towards those thoughts. And that's it. Like, everything that you put emotional attachment to, you put the energy towards it and it comes to life. It becomes true to you and it then becomes your reality. So what I'm just saying is, be careful with the things that you focus on. You can always redirect the thoughts that you have into something that can add more value into your life, that you can create more, if that makes sense. And if you're in this space of, what the hell am I doing? Then for you to know is you have to take action, right? And just really focus on that small action and be very good at it. And once you're very good at that small action, the habits that you've built, the resilience that you've built with this small action, the character that you were building with this small action, it becomes your foundation towards getting to a next step. Let me put a picture. Imagine yourself going towards the door, and that door is your goal. And you're right here on the bottom of that stairs. And every time you take a step, that means you've passed that test, right? And what that step means is that before you get towards your goals, you have to pass whatever trials or challenges this first step would entail, because you cannot skip to the right away in a shortcut, right? Because even if you're there and when something happens and you haven't really built that foundation, that skills, you're still going to go back to the first floor. Because imagine if here in the first floor, you, along the way of getting towards that door, there is like whatever alligator or something, some challenges, and you were able to surpass that. When it happens again, you already know how to deal with it, because you were patient enough, because the obstacle is always the way. There's always something to learn, skills to learn before you get there. So take every step, every challenge, every situation that you have as a challenge for you to develop a certain skill, to develop a certain attitude, that you then master that attitude so that when you move to the next step, it's going to be way much easier because you've already mastered the attitude in the first step, right? And along with those steps, you are building the foundation towards wherever you're going. So for example, you want to be a billionaire or you want to be a Forbes or you want to be the top in your business. The people who are at the top are actually the people who also pass through these small steps and really master the steps. They didn't get there like out of nowhere. They got there because of their focus, their ability to really concentrate on the small things and be really good at it. So that when they're at the top, it's not easy. They're not easily swayed because they've already mastered, they've already gone through, they've already passed the test, if that made sense. So I want you to know that whatever, wherever in your life right now, you have to be very careful with what you focus on. What are the words that you keep repeating on your head? What are these empowering words, or are they really empowering words? Or what you focus on, for example, the people that you're with, the partner that you're with, and you're questioning, for example, you're just in a toxic relationship, like, Lib, I'm not really happy with my relationship and I feel really toxic, and you focus on that toxicity rather than creating a solution towards that situation so that you can get out of that situation. You focus too much on the toxicity that you haven't even done anything with that relationship. You haven't even done a thing. You haven't even communicated. You haven't really spoke about it. You haven't really got out of the relationship or made a decision about it. So I just also want to remind you that the only power that you have now, the real power that you have now, is your ability to choose what to do next. Your ability to choose what to focus on. Your ability to know for yourself that this is something that I want, and be very firm with that decision. Because if you're not, you're like, it's okay, this is okay, you're not going to get anywhere. Because if you're just like going with the flow, then you're just going in circles unless you create that decision. So then again, you are the creator of your life. Whatever it is that you start creating, then you focus on it, right? And wherever you put your focus on, let's sabi natin, you're thinking of a pink car. It automatically comes to life, right? Even if sobrang dami, there's orange and green. When you think about the pink car, it comes to life because you energize it. And that's where your life is focused on. If that made sense. So, in summary of everything that I've mentioned, I'm just really blabbing because it's been a while since I've done this. If you find yourself in a situation where it's just going in circles, if you find yourself in a toxic relationship, if you find yourself stuck in a situation where you feel like, I cannot get out of this, or you find yourself like, what the hell is life? Just ask yourself, what are you focusing on? What are the thoughts that you keep empowering yourself? What are the thoughts that I give energy to? Does this help me? Does this contribute to where I'm actually going? And I also want you to know that you also have to cheer for yourself, because you cannot wait for anybody to cheer for you. If that connects. So anyway, I think that's it. If you're listening to my podcast right now, I actually have like a thing in front of me, a camera, so that I can film the whole thing. For content. So it's kind of new to me, and every time I do something new, it really is messy. And please give yourself the permission to do the messy work. Everything that you do the first time, it's always going to be messy. However, the message for you is, do not waste that messy work by not really getting the lesson. Like, okay, I have done this, then what is this situation teaching me? How can I improve after this whole thing? And just act fast, like act quick and just right away. And by doing it consistently, you then master what needs to be mastered. And the next time it happens, it's just easy peasy to you because you already know how to do it, right? So if you really want to be good at something, even if this conversation right now that I'm in front of my camera, I need to consistently do it for me to be able, like what we've mentioned earlier, to build that muscle, to take that first step, to master the skill, to master myself, to be good at how I deliver messages by looking at the camera and all those sort of things. So yeah, I'm focusing on being better at what I'm doing while giving myself the space of adjustment. I'm while giving myself and honoring myself as well in this journey of getting to know something, you know, getting to learn something big, of getting to adjusting to a new way of life, if that makes sense. Until you be consistent about it, be very good about it, be very confident about it, and then you master the skill, and then you get to the door, to the goal. So yeah, I think that's it. I'm not even sure what I'm talking about. However, I want to make this messy thing. And I hope you're learning a lot as well. And if you had been learning a lot on this episode, please send me a message. Send me your aha moments in my Instagram. It's at @libnyfortuna. I'd really appreciate that. And if you can, please drop 5 stars on this episode on my podcast. And don't forget to share it to your friends. The more people who know about the things that we know, the more we create a safer space in our environment, if that makes sense. So yeah, so I'm not really sure where this podcast is leading us. However, it's gonna land to people who's supposed to hear it. And if you're here and everything is landing, then this message is for you. Be careful where you put your focus on, because where you put your focus on is where your energy flows. And the energy that flows is the emotion that is happening in our life. And these emotions will lead us to create decisions. And I also want to remind you that you're not alone on this journey. You are enough. You're worth it. You deserve all the love in the world. And I want you to focus on the love. I want you to focus on how great you are and how far you've come, because you might have forgotten that. And again, if you were just to compare yourself to anyone, just compare yourself to the person you were 6 months ago. You've grown so much, and you have to be very proud of yourself, because I am really proud of you. And yeah, so I think I need to end the episode. I do hope that you enjoyed this episode. I'm not really sure what I just said, because as you know, I just wing it, right? And I'm not going to waste this opportunity as well. And I'm still going to continue with whatever I'm doing, like the whole video thing in front of me. Like, it's super awkward. However, if I really wanted to connect, I also need to learn this. So yeah, this is your permission to go do the messy work and enjoy your life. Don't be too serious. Just have fun. The more you have fun, the more you create money, the more you attract the right people, and the more you put energy out there, it just comes back to you. So I hope you're having an awesome day. And again, follow me on Instagram. That's @libnyfortuna. Give me 5 stars on this episode. And share with me your aha moments. Tag me your stories. So, yay. Bye, guys.